Okay, let's begin. Zechadish was Avi Maria, Kavinsel Pilchas, Zechadish was Daniel Shane, Abbas Yoshua Falk. Okay, we're discussing the Indian of buses. So we said like this, the halacha is that if somebody put muktza, say, on the table, with intent that it should be there either the beginning of Shabbos, or one opinion says in the whole Shabbos, and he did it b'kavana, before Shabbos.
Hello.
So then, not only is the money muktzah, but the table itself is muktzah. So you can't even tilt the table to get the money off the table, because the table is basis. And basis means that it's supporting the dover muktzah, and therefore, hence, it becomes muktzah itself. And then we discussed, but what if the muktzah is not the only thing on the table? In other words, you have the muktzah, and then you have a seltzer on the table. So you have a dover heter. So the halacha is that if it's a dover, buses the dover iser, dover heter, so then it might not create the din of buses, and therefore you would be able to move the table. And even if the muktzah is being moved, but it's being moved out of the table, and the table didn't become. But the Shulchan Aruch said that we were learning previously is that only if the dover heter is more chashuv than the dover iser. Because if the dover heter is more chashuv than the dover iser, so then it's considered a bosses the dover heter, the dover iser, and the heter is more chashuv. So then, the table is not considered a basis. The question is, does it really have to be more chashuv? What if it's equal, or what if it's less chashuv but still significant? Whereas we only say the din of basis with over heter and iser that doesn't have a din of muktza. The simple pshat in the poskim is only if the dover heter is more chashuv. And then we discuss what does more chashuv mean. So some want to say more chashuv means financially. It's, in other words, the dover, the value, the monetary value. But the other poskims, and Moshe Feitzin amongst them, says no, that whatever you need now is considered more chashuv. Say you have a drawer of clothing. You're getting your socks from the drawer, and there's some money in the drawer as well. So, and say the money maybe is worth more than the socks, but the socks you need now, so that's considered more chashuv, and therefore you can open up the drawer. Even though when you're opening up the drawer, you're also moving the money. So that's the. Okay, so now,
what about Rabbi? What about a halacha lemaisa on a Friday night if you have candlesticks on the table on the Shabbos table? So right. it's a davar aser mistama, but you need it for now, so it's a davar chashuv. So is the whole table a basis of davar aser?
Well, that was the idea that some people have a minute to put the challah on the table at the beginning of Shabbos. See, so it shouldn't become a basis. So this way, they'll have the challah on the table, and therefore won't become a davar. It won't become a basis. But if you Yochanami, if you didn't have anything else on the table at the time, so then it would be a problem. But usually, you're going to have something. Usually, even if you don't have challah, you probably have plates. You're setting the table. You have the plates, the forks, the knives, you know, the things that are on the table in addition to the leichter. Oh. So let's take a look in the Sefer Hashlama. Sefer Hashlama is on page, so the Shabbat on page 7. One of the Rishon Rabbeinu Meshulam Mibadrash, Echad Mirabbeinu Kamai, he writes here, she has man bali atoisus chachmei lunil. So he writes here like this on page 8. For the domino kalkalam lea peris, if you have a bowl full of fruit and you have an oven, you have a stone in the bowl, so stone is muktzah and the peris are not muktzah. So could you move the bowl? Because here it's a dover, it's a buses ledover also ledover heter. So he says the hasan peiros chashivi min ha'evin, that the peiros are more chashiv than the stone. So therefore, since the peiros are more chashiv than the stone, then it's not a buses because the buses ledover issa and ledover heter. Wow. And you got my mazel tov on the triplets.
Oh, that's why you left me. I didn't have the
triplets.
Mazel tov, who is it?
For your
my brother.
Your brother, triplets. I'm a man who knows when there's triplets in the world. When there's triplets in the world, I get to hear. Yes, I mean, not now, but. Yeah, okay, mazel tov to David. What's the breakdown of the triplets?
Two boys and a girl.
And they have the bris yet? Or
no, not for a month.
Not for a month. Okay. 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 Everyone should be well.
Me.
Okay. So lo domi lo chalcholim le peiros v'em b'socha the hasam peiros chashivim min ha'evin, because the peiros are more chashiv than the evin. So therefore, it's considered that the bus is the dover oser and the dover heter, and the dover heter is more chashuv.
Hello.
Hey, metatlon truma tameya in the Torah machulin. The hasanami truma tahora ochul chashivim truma tameya. Right, because what are you going to do with truma tameya? You got to get rid of it. You got to burn it. Inami. Now, this is the key thing he writes here. Inami ki hadadi ninu lo havi bosses the dover oser. So this is his chiddush. So still now we see in the poskim that in order to be a basis, in order not to have the din of basis ledover aser ledover heter, either the dover heter has to be more chashuv. So now he's saying a chiddush.
What does more chashuv mean, monetary?
So that's what we discussed last week. Some hold monetary, some hold that if you want, if you need one, like you have, I just gave the example, you have socks in the drawer and there's money.
This is last week's example.
Yeah, okay. The example still stands. But now he's saying a chiddush. That even if the dover iser and the dover heter are equal. It still won't make a dover versus the dover osser, because the dover osser is either the dover osser is more chashuv, but if it's equal with the dover heter, it doesn't have to be that the dover heter is more chashuv. As long as it's equal, then you don't say that it's miyuchad to the dover isser and it becomes a basis. So if the two things that are on the table, one is a dover isser, one a dover heter, and they're equal, again, whatever you consider either equal in value or equal in necessity to use now, that's sufficient. So that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush that we haven't seen anyone say yet. That because simple pshat in the poskim is that only if the dover heter is more chashuv, then it doesn't become a basis. But the point is, a basis means that it's miyuchad for this particular thing. So if it's miyuchad for this particular thing, then it becomes awesome. But since there's something else that's equally important, then that's enough that it's not miyuchad for the dover iser, and then it doesn't become a basis. And therefore, then you can move the table or the drawer or whatever it is. V'halacha kevin d'shiyari p'si l'chashivi m'shem and v'ner. Avibas is, but if the psila is more chashiv, from, you know, that it's a bus is davar aser. Hachanami, avishivi eitziv nami hachiv. So again, so all you need to do is tie. Is if the davar heter ties the davar iser, then it's sufficient.
Unlike what the Chai Adam said last week, Chai Adam, there has to be more.
Yeah.
I wonder if you saw the same thing.
Yeah. Let's look now in the Piskei Riaz here on page 11. Well, so page 11, he says like this: Machta, you have a pan. Sheyesh besocha efer, that there's ashes in the pan. Shumuchem lechasas bo roke otzoa, that you're going to use the ashes to cover up your saliva or excrement. Afal pi sheyesh bashiver etzim mutol taltalo. So you have afer. So afer, there's a usage for you. Then you have pieces of wood, shivrei etzim, that you don't have a usage. So if they would just be the shivrei etzim, then the machta would become a basis. But since there's also the roke, I mean, there's the afer rather. So that's the Dover Heter, because you could use Afer on Shabbos to, I mean, we don't usually use this. That's not our way our society works. We have, you know, toilets and things like that, but they used to use Afer to cover up the Roke of the Tzoa. So therefore, he says, if Haya Mukta Choshev Etzlo, Vamuchan Enu Choshev Etzlo, Hareha Mukta Ikir Vasula Talta. So here he says, here's Mashma, that if the Muktzah is Chashuv for you, my Muktzah Chashuv Etzlo, but the thing that's not Hamucha means the Dover, that's the Afer, that's Enu Chashuv, Hare Hamuktzah Iker, for also Taltal Hanaseh Basislo. So the question is, how is he defining it? In other words, we saw in the Hashlama that it's enough to be a tie, and therefore it won't make a basis, right? And here he's saying, if the mukta is chashuv, and the muchad is not chashuv, that's low. So obviously, the mukta is more chashuv, or this is less. Mukta Iker. So that's much. If the mukta, then what would it be a tie according to the shita? Would it be a din basis? Or because here he's using the lashon that mukta is chashuv etzlo, and the mukta is enu chashuv etzlo.
Doesn't necessarily mean that a tie would be aser.
Yeah, in other words, but if they're both chashuv, it's mashma that it's only because the muktzah is chashuv and the muchan is not chashuv. But if the muktzah is ikar, so the muktzah is ikar. But I don't know. In other words, it's only because one is chashuv and one is not chashuv, or because one is chashuv and one is less chashuv. What do we say? The other one is not. I don't know how you want to read it.
One is
chashuv.
Well, the fact that he's using one of them on Shabbos means it's probably more chashuv than the other object.
Well, at least for now.
Yeah. So it goes for now or it goes in general?
Right. So that's what we discussed last week, though. So let's see. Let's take a look in the Or Zeruah. The Zeruah of Shabbos on page 12, and it goes over to page 13. So he discusses the pan that has the shivrei etzim and has other things in it, the roke, etc. He says mashma second arrow lehedja the whole hechad that has a boss lover also lover a mutter shemutel betil. If it's the chen kosher the halachas gedolos mashma sikta. Now look inside page 14. Kol kli shiish beisur ena metal kail. You need heter. Veneer be'ena sheish lavash don't she heter she bekli chashuv she'enu mizbata lagabe ha'isa. So he's saying a chiddush here. Well, that's how I think the Deborah Tzina Rav has an etshuva, this idea. It doesn't say that the heter has to be, you see, till now we thought the heter has to be more chashuv than it doesn't make. Now the Sefer Hashlama said a chiddush that even if it's not chashuv, but it's equally chashuv, also not. But now he's saying something else, a third idea. That was again, till now we've always saying the heter has to be more chashuv, either monetarily or one is useful for you now and one is not. And then we saw the Sefer HaShlama that says even if they're equal, that it also doesn't become a basis, because a basis it has to be more miyucha to the Dover Isser. But what if you have like this? You have something that's Dover Osser, and it's more chashuv than the Dover Heter, but the Dover Heter is also considered something chashuv. In other words, it's not a nothing. You can have something that's you can have a camera that's very expensive, but then you can have something that's off the charts, even more. So he says over here, the way the Deborah Tzina Rav understood this Or Zeruah, is if the heter is chashuv, even if it might not be as chashuv as the iser, but you can't say that it's a gornished. You can't say that it's nizbato. So if you have you have something that's a heter, that's choshev, say, you know, you have a challah, a suda, whatever, food on the table, that's choshev. But then you have this camera. It's a very expensive, you're not going to use it on Shabbos, but it's a dover choshev. So even though on Shabbos it's not as considered as choshev as the food of the meal, because you're not going to use it on Shabbos. But since the dover heter, Dover Isser is more valuable, but if the heter is a Dover Chashuv, even though it's not as Chashuv as the Isser, that's also good enough that you don't make it a basis. Which is, in other words, not like we said the poskim say that the heter has to be more Chashuv, and not like the Sefer Hashlama that says that even if they're equal, but what?
But if one,
as long as the Dover Heter is also a Dover Chashuv, even if it's not as Chashuv as the Isser, you can't view it as a nothing, and therefore the table doesn't become a basis. So that's a very important klal that the Or Zeruah has. And we'll see more about it when we get to the bit to Tshuva of the Ber Moshe. Let's take a look now in the Mishnah Berurah here, page 15. He's talking about you have a beged. V'chein bekis hatofer bebeged. So what do you have here? You have a baggage. and then they would sew on. It was, they didn't, the Ramad's days, they didn't have pockets like we have today, you know. So basically what you would do is you would have a kiss, you would have like a purse of sorts, and you would sew it on to the poncho, you know, to the garments.
Is that more
chamor
or less
chamor
than our pants
really
put pockets, not really a bust to the pants separately?
Oh, so let's see. So the kiss is sewn onto the beged. Well, the ikar habeged omed lilbosh. So the ikar of the beged is the pants, and you sew it onto the pants in lieu of the pockets of today. You sew it on some type of purse, you know, to the pants. Im hotzi hamos misham mutar lilbosh habeged. He says, so if you took away the money that was in the purse, then you can wear the pants. Da kiss bottle etzlo, and the kiss is considered. Because you could say that the kiss is hotza, but since the kiss is sewn to the beged, so it's considered bottle to the beged. Da kiss bottle etzlo aval im shachach. But what if you forgot im shachach or Bomos? What if in the purse that the people would sew the purse onto the garment, and you forgot some coins in the purse? So could you put on the pants? Would we say that it's a buses, and therefore you won't be able to move it? So he says, "Mutal taltal habeged." Why? The law meaning the chol habeged nasa buses lemos. Hoel the ein hamos al ikar habeged. So it's the ikar habeged is the pants. Then you have something sewn onto the pants. So the pants is not going to be considered a basis to the money in the purse because it's not in that part of the garment. It's in the person.
That's true.
And not in the. So therefore, it's not going to affect the beged, and you can wear the beged. Well, So yeah. Then he says here, look what he says here in the second arrow. He says here, ach, the line that begins by Erev Shabbos. Achim yesh besochem rach eze prutos. B'teilum v'gabi habeged v'hasholchem. Then other mevatel big dove shulchano b'shvil eiz de prutos. So this is a very interesting idea that he's called for the chayadim. That if the muktza that you left, wherever you left the muktza on the table or whatever, was just a couple of coins. So you can't say that the table now is bottled to the coins and the table is muktzah because it's so insignificant. He says, in other words, so if you left some prutos on the table, so normally we'd say that's muktzah, the prutos are muktzah, and the table becomes a basis. But something that's insignificant, the table is a very hush of a thing, and then you have a couple of coins. We'll see. In other words, say, you left some change. Somebody gave you some change, and you put it on the Shabbos table. And Erev Shabbos, you were somebody delivered something and he gave you change, you just put it on the table, and then it's there. Well, he says if Avis of Prutos is not a, is not going to be. Let's see, that's the Chayyadim. And then take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel. I didn't bracket it, but on the the left side, Siv Katan Lamed Gimel. Let's see where that goes in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Shulchan Aruch and Ches. I didn't bracket, but take a look. Klishe Shalom V'dov Yisr, V'dov Mutar Mutol Tautlo. Right? But he says, K'gon Shadov HaMutar Choshev B'dov HaYisr. So the Shulchan Aruch says the way we were learning yesterday, last week, that it has to be the Dover Heter Mochash. Today we saw the Sefer Shlomo says it's enough they be equal. And then we saw the Ozarua that says even if it's less, but it's also Choshev. But the Shulchan Aruch says what it says. But he says that, look in the Mishnah Berurah now, if Shneim Shavim Asur. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Mishnah Berurah paskins is based on the Shulchan Aruch that equal is not good enough. But he says, Kosu HaPoiskim, you follow what's choshev to you. But in Shneim Shavim, is also he quotes that from the Beis Meir, Tosefah Shabbos. Well, so let's see. The Chayyadim now on page 18. The Chayyadim says not like the Sefer HaShlomo. On page 18, Oschess. Yisr v'heter shneim chashuvim, or shneim einim chashuvim, nearly the Asr. Because in order to become mutter, you have to have dafka the dover heter more chashuv. Okay, now take a look at the Tshuva of the Be'er Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav. He discusses, let's see what he says. Yeah, page 21. He says, Neshalti b'ner hamunach b'shabes b'cheder habayis. So you had, I'm sorry, Neshalti Beged Hamunach, I'm sorry. You have a beged, you have a coat. Say a coat is on the sofa. You have a coat there. And you want to sit on the sofa. But the coat's there. And in the pocket of the coat, there's money. So is there any way of moving the coat? And is there any difference if the coat is directly in the pocket or it's in a wallet that's in the pocket? That was his question. Was basically he's asking, did the coat become a busis? Because if it became a busis, then it itself is mukta. And then you won't be able to move the coat. I mean, according to some shitas that you can move begufo, then maybe you could kick it off or something like that. But he's trying, he doesn't want to kick it off. He wants to put the coat and hang it up. So to make room for, and then all of a sudden he notices that there's money in the coat. So does the coat become a busis? And he says, so he discusses different gemaras here. But let's see what the So take a look here. 1 second. Take a look here on page 22. On the left side, on Oshei. It says, Dod Cholzel lo nemar al she'ein bekis habeged dover acher. Rachmo. So it was the case he's talking about. There's nothing else in the pocket. It's not like you have something else in the pocket, just the money. So the whole shaila is if there's nothing else in the pockets. But say you have something in the pocket, or you have something else in the pocket, or in the other pocket even. Let's just repeat what the case we're talking about is. A person has a coat. It has a coat. He's on. He put it on. It's on the chair. Put it. See. Put a coat on the chair. Right. You see. And you put a coat on the chair. And then on Shabbos, somebody needs the chair, so you want to put the coat and hang it up. But then you realize that there's money in the coat. Like before Shabbos, somebody gave you change or something like that, and you put it in the pocket. So it's not going to make the coat into a basis, and therefore you won't be able to move the coat, or not. Page 22. Osei. He says, V'dah d'cholzah lo nemar alok she'in b'kis ha-beged dover acher rachmo. So v'om yesh b'kis zeh o b'kis acher sh'bosu b'eged dover ha-mutel t'altalo. Say, it's not only money in the pocket. But there's other things in the pocket, like you have your Milchamariv sitter or something like that. So if the Dover Mutter is Chashuv from the Mos, so then it's not a Mos. It's as Nasa Beged Mos is Dover Mutter, the Dover Osir Vishari Talta. Although the Mos Chashuv me Dover Heter, but if the Mos are more Chashuv, Oshashim Shavim. Osir, but he doesn't work. He's not working with the Sefer Shlomo. Has to be more chashuv. But then he says that he found the Sefer Shlomo. Take a look. V'dov Shachar Zeh on page 22, the bottom arrow on the left. Achaz Rav Shair Pompanei Kol Olam Sefer Yoshen Nitpas Lachad Migdolei Rav Hussein Rabbeinu Meshulam Midrus. He's the grandfather of the Meiri. Well, Sefer Hashlomo. Matzasi Lo Shekostav V'Chein. Page 23. The Talmud Truma Tamei Met Torah V'Machulin. The Hashem Nami Truma Torah Chulin Koshev V'Truma Inamiki Adodim. So he says that. It's enough that it's equal. In other words, the Dover Heter doesn't have to be more chashuv than the Dover Esser. As long as it's equal, more or less, nothing is equal, but more or less equal, then it's not a bus.
Equal in value? Size?
So that's the question. Some hold equal in value, or that you're going to use, you need to use both over Shabbos. But then he says, I am a Mishnah Brewer. Shapasak the Mishnah Brewer we just saw. I'll pick up a Chronoshim Shneim Shavim Aser. So the Mishnah Brewer didn't accept this Kula. V'divir Rebbeinu Mefurish L'Kula. But in the Sefer HaShlama, it says, you know, in other words, the Mishnah Brewer holds you need the Dover Heter to be more Chashiv than the Sefer. But the Sefer Ashlama says even if it's equal, it's not a basis. And he says that Chiddush Gold Be'ena Echlo Yorei Lenafsho Lidchos Divik HaMachronim Ke'elo Achronim Ke'elo Nachshavu. So in other words, he's questioning the Mishnah Brura that he's machmir, that if it's shneim shovim, it's aser. But and he says that, but he seems to that there are many poskim that seem to say that it's okay, that if it's equal. Well, some years have been made Rashi because of Rashi Shapir Yishlom and Shavin Shari, the Talmud. So he says that a lot of poskim say that if it's equal, that it's okay. So he's critical that the Mishnah Berurah was machmir. He's critical that the Mishnah Berurah was machmir.
Isn't the
Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. So, Michael is asking, what about the Shulchan Aruch itself? Why is he? Why is he, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah says that. What was the lesson? What page was the Mishnah Berurah here? On page 16.
This is one of those cases that Rebbe wrote about that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have the same question.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that's what he's saying. What can I tell you? And then he's going to say the last thing we said from the Or Zeruah on page 23. He says, I'll call the nearly the Chadesh, the Madonna Hamutter having midi the Choshev La'atzmo. That was the third thing we said. We said there are three categories. One is the Heter is more, three categories of possibility of being Mutter. Either the Heter is more Choshev, or the heter is equal, or even if the heter is less, but the heter is something chashuv, even if it's not as chashuv as this. And that we saw, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it has to be more chashuv. The Sefer Shlomo says it's evil, even if the heter and this are equal, it's not a basis, the davriser, because it's not miyuchad to the davriser. But now, what we said before, the Ozaruah, is that even if the davr also is more chashuv, as long as the Dover Heter is not a nothing. It has Hashivas, but maybe not the same Hashivas as the Isser. So that's what he says from Nor Zeruah. He says, I'll call that on page 23 on the left, second arrow to the bottom, the beginning of the paragraph. Literally, the Chadesh. The Dover Heter having midi the Choshev La'atzmo. Avul b'she'en the Choshev Yosef Isser, Charlotte Taltel, Sagma Shia Choshev La'atzmo. He says, and that's the Or Zeruah. I gave them before Bar Zeruah Lahakil. Zel Loshan or Zeruah. The Chabin Rasen and Shonim, Hayosim, Shon Mashmud, the Chol Hecha, the Nasa Bosses, the Dover Ha'osul, the Dover Ha'mutar, the Shari Batil to Bashav, Savon Pisha, Issa Besokho, or Shagam Heter Besokho. He says, Ukugon Shaheta Shabakli Choshev. Vizet Efshagam Gambal Aslam, Tamidu Balamaros Modim. He says, and he wants to say that maybe the Baal HaShlomah also would agree to this. Because when he says Shovim, you know, like it's very hard to say Shovim. How do you say in life Shovim? But he says, as long as it's not a chves, you have a cornflake in your coat somehow, and then you have there's something that's nothing, a Cheerio, you know, and then you have a $50 bill, you know, so you can't say it's shoving. I mean, it's not that only not shoving. Say you have, because this is the other thing is like not chashev at all. But if the other thing is chashev, it might be, so you have a $100 bill, and then you have a face, something, a pocket sitter, maybe it's worth $30 or something like that. So it has a chashivas, but it might not be the same as that. As long as there's a chashivas and it's a davar mutter, so that's the Ozarus Chiddush. So he wants to say that maybe when the Sefer HaShlomo says shoven, it doesn't mean shoven. As long as one is not chashev, the other one is enough. As long as they both have a chashivas, then we'll say that it's considered buses over also over heter. The zev shagam bal hashlom of the talmid bal amoris modim ain't shum dover chotzes by name. Maybe they both agree. The kulam shavim l'tova. This is Hashem Yisbarach. Oh, so then he's going to say about the piskei riyaz. Remember we were asking what did the piskei riyaz hold? Right, because the piskei riyaz, if one thing is chashev and the other thing, right? We saw that was on page. Page is that? We have the Sefer Hashlama on page 8, and the Hashlama on page 9, and the Piskei Riyaz is on page 11. He says, "Avol pishe yish b'shiv yikayim mitin chenasa." Oh, so let's see what he writes here. Page 24, top right. That's the Riyaz. The Riyaz is Rashi Tevis, right? Yishaya Achron Zal. And it was because Mutter told him that Shanas is Bosa Dover Isul Dover Mutter. You have a Mukta Choshev Etzel, a Mukhar Eno Choshev. You have a Mukta Ikav. Also, talta lachli anasis bosses. Hashem first coming rak b'tarti l'reis. Hashem hamukta choshev v'heter einu choshev. In other words, he's putting together this piskei riyaz with the Or Zeruah. As he says, it's only if iser is something choshev. You have a camera in the pocket. That's something choshev. And the heter is a couple of cornflakes that somehow got into your pocket. So the iser is choshev. The heter is nothing. So that's. But if the iser is chashev and the heter is also chashev, even if it's not as chashev as the iser, then it won't be a basis. Also, it says only when the iser is chashev and heter ain't a chashev. Also, taltel. Although shavu b'shavu shavu taltel, imkayin lefaneinu das Rashi bala shalom bala maoris shakum sviyel the shavu 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 taltel imkayin magav vade sar. In other words, he says that Shavin, in other words, he basically wants to say that you can rely that everyone really holds like the Or Zeruah. In other words, that as long as the Isser, even if the Isser is more Chashev, but as long as the Het is not a cornflake, a couple of cornflakes, but it's something Chashev also, you know. You have a nice sitter, you know, that's in your pocket or something. It has a chashivas to it. It's not just a nothing. So then you could consider it to be a boss's dover iser and dover heter, and therefore it won't be a boss's dover iser. It'll be mutter. So that's what he likes. He likes that their mersha. Even though, like in Shulchan Aruch, it's mashri needed to be more chashev, and then Hashlama says at least even the same. But now he's saying a triple, a bigger chiddush. And not only does it have to be more chashev, it doesn't have to be the same. As long as you can consider the davar heter to be so chashev, then the idea is it's chashev. So even if it's not as chashev as the davar iser, but it's not batal. And you can't say it's a basis of davar iser. Basis of davar iser means because the basis is considered subordinate to the davar iser because that's the davar chashuv. But if the davar het is also chashuv, might not just be as chashuv as the davar iser. So that's good enough, and then it won't be. Then you can move the coat. So if the coat, so basically like this, if the coat just has a couple of coins in it, that's nothing. then you can move the coat. That's the chayyal of shittas. Because a couple of coins is a dover iser, but you can't say something significant like a coat is considered, even if the only thing in there is the coins. You have a chveis, a dime, a nickel, a chveis, ended up in the pocket. So then, according to the chayyadim, you can pick up the coat, normal, and hang it up on Shabbos, even though you know there's money there. If there's something very significant, and that's the only thing there, of muktzah, a chveis, you have a camera in the coat. So camera is muktzah. It's a muktzah machmas chisar. It's a chash of a camera. So then that would make the coat usher too. And then if the only thing was in the coat pocket was this camera, you won't be able to move the coat.
More likely these days your cell phone.
Oh, cell phone. Oh, that's a good one.
Cell phone.
Right, cell phone.
And it's certainly within the coat.
The cell phone. How about I'm still from the old people, but the flip phones. You know,
they were in the coat pocket.
Yeah, right. The old flip phones. I don't have an iPhone flip phone, but you're saying that. So that's a good example, Rabbi Yitzchak. You're good. That's a good example.
Of, yeah,
right. That's right. That's right. We're in a different door.
Rabbi Simon, can I ask a question?
Yes, David Moshe, how are you?
Yes, Shalom Aleichem. How's it going? I'm good. So what does money ever become significant? Let's say you have more than a few coins. Let's say you have, I don't know,
$10. You have a $100 bill.
Yeah.
So that's chashuv. So then that would make the coat, even though maybe the coat's worth more. But then the coat maybe could be a basis to the $100 bill or to the iPhone thing. Hey, Michael?
Is there any room to say that the wallet in the packet of the coat is not a basis at all because the packet's a separate entity from the coat? Or no?
Packet is a separate... Well,
the coat's not busted, but the packet of the coat is busted. So you can move the coat and it happens to be dragging them.
Yeah.
Or not. You know?
Yeah. He's assuming that it is a busted. Well, he's saying it should make a difference between whether it's the money's in the pocket or money's in a wallet. But that's a good example. A person put his pocket for his phone in the coat. That's a good modern example.
Classic, and everybody and lots of people do.
Lots of people do that, and then he left the coat on the chair. So then, and that's considered, and if that's all the thing that he did, so that he can't move the coat, has to leave it there. And what if, so what would be an example that you had the cell phone there, but someone else was there? What would be a good example?
Your talus is in the other pocket.
Your talus? How do you fit a talus in a coat pocket?
You hold it.
How about your
house keys?
The house keys. Is a house key. Is that good? You see, that's considered chashuv. House keys. Who wants to say the house keys? That would be. Or is house keys? Well, house keys. It's chashuv was in terms of, I don't know how much they're going to cost, but
you need them to
get into the house. So it's a very important thing for you to have your keys. So if you have your house keys together with the cell phone, so even though the cell phone is maybe more expensive, but first of all, if you work with based on what you need, so the for this Shabbos, the keys are more chashuv than the cell phone. But if you're working with monetary value or to get, or that's a pot, that's part of the mix. But it, but the keys would make it the, would make it din of the Orza Ruah. That's what you think. Okay, this is a fascinating tshuva. Then the Sefer Tosefa Shabbos here. I tell you that was at the parish of Shulchan Aruch. I tell you of Tully Beer, or said from Rav Aaron Cutler. And he just said, just like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you have to learn with Sosa Choshen. So too, when you learn Rechayim, you have to do the Tosefa Shabbos. So this is Tosefa Shabbos, the new printing of the Tosefa Shabbos, where he also speaks about the question of Shneim Shavim. He says, "Gun Shadavar Hamuta Chashav Yoseh uBshneim Shavim Aser." Right? V'gam Be'in Shei Chashav LeDidei. As he says. As what if the davar mutar is more chashiv, but you don't need the davar mutar? So then he says maybe that's not called. How do you read this line? He says shneim shavim aser, but he says you need the heter to be more chashiv. And v'gam be'inan shehei chashiv l'didei. You need the davar heter to be chashiv for you. Even though it might intrinsically be davar chashuv, but
you have to want it. You have to be mindful. You have to,
it's chashuv. I mean, it's something that you need. On, is he saying it's something you need on Shabbos, or does he have a pocket sitter?
Your phone is in one pocket. Your wristwatch is in.
Oh,
how am I going to know when to be there for me?
That's right. If your wristwatch, so you need the wristwatch. It's chashuv. Even though the phone is what?
Even though the phone is what? So the watch is certainly, I wound it. I need to know what, I need to be in Milcha at 4:30. I can know in 4:30.
Yeah, so.
And it's shoved to the phone.
It's shoved to the phone in terms in of what?
Both monetary value. Hashiva, I need it over Shabbos to know.
I need the pocket watch. Yeah. But do I need the. And what about the phone? When I don't need the phone. Yeah. He's saying you need at least that it be chashuv for you or needed for you. So the watch would be. I'm a person who takes my watch and
do it all the time
in my pocket. You know the famous story. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know the story. This is one of my Talmida tells from Rabbina from the Tivarye, when he was young, he wasn't well. So his parents took him to the Chazanish for a bracha, for Arichas Yamim. They gave him a bracha. So in the more recent years, he wanted. That maybe, who knows, Chas v'Shalom, the bracha could be, you know, wearing out. You know, he wanted to reinstitute the bracha. So he went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he should re-give the bracha. So he got there, and Rav Chaim said to him, Lo Silbash. So he didn't know what he meant. So the Gavi explained what he meant is that Rav Chaim considers wearing a wristwatch to be a Begadisha, and therefore he didn't want to give him the bracha. So he took off the wristwatch and then he gave him the bracha. So the Makshim Ha'olam is a famous picture. You must have seen it. Rav Yashin with his hand on the table, with his wristwatch on the thing. And so they say certain things, you know. Rav Yashiv obviously was his father-in-law, but Gadol Hador felt it was okay. So, but certain things that he, Rav Chaim, has his own opinions on. You know, so one of them is wristwatches, not wearing Wristwatches. So I don't like wear wristwatches because it's just not comfortable for me. So I, not because of that. Ramosha Bick said that he didn't wear it because when he was growing up in Europe, that was more like the Balagaiva wore. That was a sign of, you know, so he can't, right, you know, bring it to do it. But really, Mikra did, as Rav Bick said, it's mutter to wear.
Just to do history, wristwatches did not exist before World War One. In World War One, they came up with it because the ambulance corps drivers needed to know it. There's no time and to have the hands free, and they put a pocket watch on staff. Before that, they did that.
Okay, no, there was again.
The one that went in your pocket.
Yeah,
you had a pocket watch, but
the
wristwatch.
Yeah, the old fashioned.
World War One was when first wristwatch appears.
World War
One. Pocket watch on the strap.
And what was the reason for that?
So that the ambulance drivers could do what they had and be able to tell time and still have
As soldiers, opposed to if you would just have the other one, you would have to take it ahead
to deal with.
Okay. Okay, history. It's good to know these things. Okay, so this is an important yisod of how to evaluate the issa, the heter. Does it have to be heter more chashuv? It could be equal, or just even if it's just.
So the table, the challah is chashuv because it could be.
Challah is chashuv because you need to eat it on Shabbos.
It's like a tashmish for mitzvah also, no?
Okay. So it's also chashuv. So therefore, that's why the minhag became to. Because really, the shulter says that you shouldn't. The food you should bring out after Kiddush, really. So what's the. Why does. So, that's what the shulter says. So why do people can't bring the challahs out, put the challahs out before? Because if they want to be yotzei this idea that not to make the table into a buses, so they wouldn't have the food on the table before at the beginning of Shabbos. So this way it'll become a buses. Okay, Rabosa, it's good to see you all. Okay, Rez Hashem should have a good Shabbos, good week. And Rez Hashem will...
How many people did
we'll make it.